91.3 KXEI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We sit and we talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Sarah Hancock. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going wonderfully, thank you.
What kinds of things do you do at the U of A?
Well, primarily, other than being a student, of course, I work in a developmental biology lab. And my lab in particular is interested in using plants as a model for studying the way that cells interact with and talk to each other. And the particular type of interaction that my lab focuses on is reproduction and fertilization. The way that we approach that is we like to look at, how does pollen season treat you, by the way?
Allergy-wise?
Yeah.
I think I'm good. I think I got this.
Oh,
you know, because I don't know if it has something to do with the fact that I'm a Tucson native.
Right. I did not have allergies until I moved to Tucson. But the reason that we have, or some people have such bad reaction to pollen, is that it gets in our nose and it thinks that it's the flower. And so it'll start to try to grow a pollen tube to, I mean, ideally, it's thinking deliver its sperm cells to the ovule. But of course, that's not, our nose is not a flower.
Oh, it's a total fake out.
Yeah. Honestly, kind of rude of us getting in their way. So disrespectful. In a perfect world, what actually happens is that the pollen will land on the top of the flower and it will deliver its sperm cell to the ovule. So it'll grow this tube, and the first interaction between the tube and the egg is called pollen tube reception. And that is the focus of the project that I've been working on this summer. We're trying to tell the story of these proteins. And so we know that at one point in history, there was an ancestral copy of the gene, really, and it got duplicated so that there were two copies. And we know that today, both of those copies have become the different proteins that we're calling 1A and 1B.
So they started out as one protein.
Yes.
And then they...
Yeah, they diverged and they became the two separate proteins that are being expressed in different places in the plant that we see today. And we're trying to figure out if the two modern proteins are splitting the job of the ancestral protein, or if one kept the job of the old protein and another one decided that it wanted to do something completely different.
Well, what are you finding so far?
A lot of it's still in the initial phases. We're looking at one from the closely related species, and we're finding that the protein is, in fact, doing the job.
Basically, you're taking this protein and putting it in a whole other context,
mm-hmm.
and it's just kind of going with the flow and doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got instincts in there.
Yes, it's looking like they're sharing some degree of the function.
It's like when you find out you have a secret talent that your great-great-grandmother had.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Why do we care about this?
Fertilization is a pretty big deal because fertilization is how plants make seeds. And seeds are a big deal because it's a lot of what we eat worldwide. You have these issues with fertilization. It means that the pollen tube isn't making it to the ovule, which means that that doesn't go on to become a seed.
What are you going to do when you're done counting seeds?
One thing I definitely am interested in getting into is scientific communication. And, you know, it's never going to not be important. It's just going to get more and more necessary for us to be able to communicate well about science, especially just in terms of outreach and education. So I think that that would be a really fascinating and rewarding field to get into.
Do you ever listen to music?
I love music. My favorite band is Los Campesinos, and I really love Dan Deacon too. One of my fondest dreams would be to live in the Baltimore area so that I could just go to Dan Deacon concerts all the time.
Thank you so much for coming to KXEI. This is awesome.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. It was really fun talking to you.